Good morning, it's Brother Steve again with the Fountain of Life Daily Inspiration. This morning we're going to talk about Moses. Moses is a perfect example of the concept that we're talking about this week, the idea of looking at the verses in Isaiah, a bruised reed will he not break, and smoking flax will he not quench. But the idea that when God allows everything to die down to almost hopelessness, and when we are finished with our own efforts, and then God comes in and moves. Moses was in a time of great oppression for the children of Israel. They were in slavery to the Egyptians, and then Moses is born, and his parents see that he's a fine child, and they hide him on the river, and Pharaoh's daughter comes bathing in the river and sees him there and adopts him for her own. But before that, he is taken to his mother to be nursed and taken care of until he's weaned, and then brought back to be a son of Pharaoh's daughter. And so we see in verse 10 of Exodus chapter 2, and the child grew, and she brought him unto Pharaoh's daughter, and he became her son, and she called his name Moses, and she said, because I drew him out of the water. And in the very next verse, verse 11, it says, and it came to pass in those days when Moses was grown that he went out unto his brethren and looked on their burdens, and he spied an Egyptian smiting an Hebrew, one of his brethren. And he looked this way and that way. When he saw that there was no man, he slew the Egyptian and hid him in the sand. And here you could almost get the picture that Moses was just secluded in Pharaoh's palace or wherever his daughter was. And all those years he was just kind of hidden there. And then one day he went out to see how things were among his own people, and this is what he found. But if we read other Jewish writings, history writings, we find that is far from the truth. Josephus writes a good bit about this, about Moses, and according to him, Moses was actually a very powerful man. He was a general in the Egyptian army and a very powerful military man. And so it seems like here God definitely had a call on Moses' life, and it seems like Moses sensed that call and was going out to initiate what he sensed God calling him to do. And of course it was all in the arm of the flesh, and he went out swinging his sword, which is what he knew how to do, and he was an expert in ordering people around. He was an expert in war, and so he knew how to make things happen, but it was all through the strength of the flesh. And God had to teach Moses a few things about himself and about dealing with people. So he takes him out. Moses then needs to flee because of killing the Egyptian there. Pharaoh is after his life, so he needs to flee for his life, and he goes to the land of Midian, where he becomes a shepherd for the priest of Midian, and there for 40 years he herds sheep in the wilderness. And so God is, for those 40 years, he's breaking Moses. He's bringing Moses to a place where he's done with his own strength, his own efforts, and he's also in teaching him the nature of sheep and being a shepherd. Which reminds me of a verse in the New Testament where it says we have 10,000 teachers or something like that. I forget exactly the words, but then it says, but you have not many fathers. And I believe that here Moses was God was teaching Moses how to be a father or a shepherd or somebody that cared, not only guided, and when Moses was the general of the Egyptian army, he knew how to order people around. He knew how to get the job done. He knew how to get people to line up behind him and get him to do what he wanted to. But he did not know how to be a shepherd or a father or somebody that nurtured and cared very deeply for the flock. And this is what God was teaching Moses how to do. And for 40 years, he wanders around in the desert there, herding his father-in-law's sheep. And then one day, Moses is out in the desert, and we see a fire appears, a flame of fire in the midst of a bush. Exodus chapter 3, verse 2, and the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in the flame of fire out of the midst of a bush, and he looked, and behold, the bush burned with fire, and the bush was not consumed. And Moses said, I will now turn aside and see this great sight, why the bush is not burned. And so here God appears to him in this flaming fire, this flaming bush, and he tells him what he wants him to do. But by this time, Moses has completely given up his vision of delivering the children of Israel. He actually now doesn't even feel like he's capable. He makes all kinds of excuses why he's not the man and why this would never be a good thing. And God shows him all kinds of signs and turns his staff into a snake, and then he grabs it by the tail and it turns into a staff again, and he puts his hand into his bosom and it gets all white and leprous, and puts it back in and it becomes normal again, and all these things that God does to prove to Moses that he's going to be with him and that he is actually calling him to go. And yet, in spite of all those things, Moses just refuses to go. Moses is just dragging his feet. He's making all kinds of excuses why he would not go. He's thinking he can't speak. He doesn't have a free tongue and everything else he says. And then in chapter 4, let's start in verse 10. And Moses said unto the Lord, O my Lord, I am not eloquent, neither there heretofore, nor since thou hast spoken unto thy servant, but I am slow of speech and of a slow tongue. And the Lord said unto him, Who hath made man's mouth, or who maketh the deaf, the dumb or deaf, or the seeing or the blind? Have not I the Lord? Now therefore go, and I will be with thy mouth, and teach thee what thou shalt say. And then in verse 13, he says, And he said, O my Lord, send, I pray thee, by the hand of him whom thou wouldst send. And here it seems almost like Moses is saying, kind of giving up and saying, All right, send whoever you want to send then. But we see by the response of God in the next verse, it says, And the anger of the Lord was kindled against Moses, and he said, Is not Aaron the Levite thy brother? I know that he can speak well, and also, behold, he cometh forth to meet thee. And when he seeth thee, he will be glad in his heart. And so we see that here, by the response of the Lord here, it says the anger of the Lord was kindled against Moses. We see that basically what Moses was saying in verse 13 is, hey, send whoever you want to send, but I'm not going. And so God finally gets a little frustrated and a little sharp with Moses and basically orders him that he needs to go, that Aaron's going to come and meet him and he's going to help him. And so Moses finally goes. And so, again, it's the whole concept there. When Moses was finally, God gives Moses a vision, and he wants to deliver his people from the slavery of the Egyptians, but Moses needed to come to the end of himself. Moses needed to be finished with his own strength, and finally when Moses completely has given up and doesn't even think he's qualified, he doesn't even want to go anymore, then God comes and sends him. And so it is many times in our lives as well. If we, as long as we are striving in the flesh, it seems like we constantly run into obstacles and walls, but once we get to the end of ourselves and to the end of our own efforts, then God comes in and gives strength and revives the vision that he has given us. And then for the next 40 years, Moses again wanders around in the wilderness, but this time he is taking care of God's people rather than sheep, but using much of the what he has learned, what God has learned, not only in the wilderness herding the sheep, but also in the in Egypt, trained as a general in the Egyptian army. And so when the Amalekites come and they face off with the Amalekites there, when we know the background of Moses and his upbringing and where he was, it gives us a little bit of a picture that this was not the first battle that he had fought, and he was trained in military, and he knew how to do those things, and yet now he also knew how to be a father or a shepherd. So that's as far as we're going to go with the story of Moses, and we'll come back with more for tomorrow later. God bless you. Thank you for listening.